Please turn to Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What blessed promises we have in this text. David says, surely, or without a doubt, goodness and mercy will follow me. Goodness and mercy will surely follow us, because God will not fail us. We may fail him, and we do, but he never fails to bless us in spite of ourselves, because God always finishes what he starts. God finishes what he starts. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. He finishes what he starts. Goodness and mercy, they're like sheepdogs in our lives to keep us moving forward for Christ. They shall follow us. The sheepdogs, goodness and mercy, they shall follow us. The word follow, that is from the Hebrew word radaf, which means to pursue, to persecute, to run after, to put to flight, or to chase. This word is usually used in a hostile sense of an animal pursuing its prey. But here, it is used in our text in a benevolent way. Grace, goodness, mercy, they're going to seek us out while we're walking with the Lord. He is the shepherd of our lives, and he sends the sheepdogs out, goodness and mercy, to pursue after us, to chase after us, to cause us to look to Christ. Goodness can also be rendered good things, or prosperity, or happiness, or bounty. Mercy can also be translated loving kindness or faithfulness. Faithfulness of God, the loving kindness of God, tracking us down, hunting us down, pursuing us. His mercy, his goodness, the good things of God, hunting us down, chasing after us. God's goodness takes care of my steps and your steps if you're a child of God. His goodness and his mercy. His mercy takes care of us when we stumble, when we fall into sin. Where sin increased, grace superabounded. When you fell into sin, when you stumble into sin, grace hunts you down and restores you. His goodness meets our needs, and his mercy forgives all our faults. What kind of God do we have here, brothers and sisters? His mercy forgives us all of our faults. His goodness meets our needs. His goodness takes care of our steps. His mercy takes care of us when we stumble. In Romans, it says that his goodness leads us to repentance, and his mercy and grace leads us to regeneration. That's how we're saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. The goodness and mercy and grace of God, brothers and sisters. How beautiful is our God. Goodness caused the prodigal son to come back home, and mercy ran out to meet the son. See, as in the text where it says, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When the prodigal came to his senses and went home, his father ran out, see, just like in the text. Mercy shall follow me all of my days. The father ran out to meet the son, that had left the home to live a life of sin. Goodness is God's hand, and mercy is God's heart. Goodness is God's hand, and mercy is God's heart. God has made it clear that his sheep will never be deserted. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What another blessed promise. What a blessing to know that these things are following us, brothers and sisters. Goodness and mercy and loving kindness and God's faithfulness hunting us down, tracking us down, chasing us all the way home to glory. All the days of my life, they shall follow me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. Forever. We shall dwell with the Lord, brothers and sisters, forever. What a blessed promise we find in this verse in the psalm. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What are some of the things that follow us? Psalm 139:5, Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. What follows us, brothers and sisters? The presence of the Lord. The presence, the Holy Spirit himself dwells inside us. We have the presence of the Lord with us. God promised that he would guide us with his Spirit. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Notice that, all truth. We live in a world that we're surrounded by lies. Every single day, day and night, lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. No matter where you are in the world, no matter what system you're under, what political system, it's lies, 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 and more lies. No matter what religion that you hear from, it's lies, 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 be it Mormonism, Jehovah Witness, Islam, Hinduism, Catholicism, no matter what it is, he shall guide you into all truth, the Holy Spirit. That's part of the goodness and mercy of God following you, chasing you down, the Spirit of truth. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. The goodness and the mercy of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, brothers and sisters, these are the things that I've just spoken of that hunt down, track down, follow after, pursue after the righteous, those who have been declared righteous by God Almighty. And he believed in the Lord, and he was counted as righteous. So if goodness and mercy tracks down, pursues the righteous, those that have been justified, what follows the rebellious and the wicked? Psalm 10, verse 2, the wicked in his pride does persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. You don't want the goodness and the mercy of God? You want to live in your sin? You want to do your own thing? The wicked in his pride persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. The very things that you have thought up yourself is the very things God will use to take you down. Evil will pursue the rebellious and the wicked. Deuteronomy 28:45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkens not unto the voice of the Lord thy God. All of these curses that you find in the scripture, that's what hunts down the wicked, the rebellious. Pain and problems follow the wicked. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. This is what God Almighty promises. Psalm 140:11, to those that would pursue wickedness and rebellion against God. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. Just like goodness and mercy tracks down, pursues, hunts down the righteous, or evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. My friend, if you're listening, you're not a child of God. God Almighty will not be mocked. Don't think because he has delayed in dealing with you that he's not going to deal with you. Panic and paranoia follow the wicked. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursues. Those thoughts all night, all day long, pursuing you, chasing you down. All the fear that's chasing after you. The wicked flee when no one even pursuing. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Even though nothing is pursuing them, their fear pursues them. That is what awaits the wicked. Fear. You know in your heart of hearts that there's a day coming that you're going to give an account for the evil that you have done in this world. As I said, God will not be mocked. What is hunting you down, tracking you down? Is it goodness and mercy? Is it goodness and mercy? Or is it evil and sin and death and condemnation and judgment? What is it that you would have today? Today is the day of God's grace. You can come to him today. Whosoever will come, let him who's wearied and heavy burdened, heavy laden, you're weighed down by the world, by your sin, by your life. You know your life stinks. You know of all your wickedness. You know you're a slave to the lust of the flesh. You know that. But yet you refuse to come to Christ. Not only will he deliver you from the power of sin and the penalty of sin, he'll deliver you from the power of sin and first and foremost from the penalty of sin. For the scripture says, for all have sinned, all of us. The man speaking to you right now, he sinned. He sinned and he still sins. But the difference is now I repent of my sin. Now there's a war going on between this flesh that I'm still in and the Holy Spirit who dwells inside me. The war goes on, the flesh lusts against the spirit. But if you're not a child of God, there's no war going on. You're just given over to wickedness, to evilness, because they hunt you down, they pursue you. But the good news is you can come to Christ today and be saved. Hosea 8:3, Israel has cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. Look at the nation of Israel. Thousands of years, the Jew has wandered over the earth because they refused to bow the knee to the Lord. They refused to obey his commandments. and all the curses in the book of Deuteronomy has come upon them. They have refused to come. The same as you. Be you a Gentile? Have you come to Jesus Christ for salvation? When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. My friend, if you're listening today, you need to get right with the Lord. If you're listening today and you are a child of God, brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the circumstances around you. For outside of those circumstances, goodness and mercy are pursuing you, tracking you down, hunting you down. The circumstances of life may be pressing in on you right now, between people losing their jobs and people losing their health and sickness and political turmoil and on and on and on and on and on. God has promised, goodness and mercy shall pursue you, track you down, hunt you down. What a blessed promise from our God. Surely, 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 take it to the bank. You can count on it. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What promises, brothers and sisters? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord has promised he's going to come back for his people. He's gone to prepare a home for us. But he said he's coming back. And in that day when we see him, we shall be like him. What another blessed promise. The day that we see Christ, brothers and sisters, we shall be like him. There'll be no more pain, no more heartache, no more death, no more horror, no more destruction, no more battle with sin. For in that day, there'll be no more sin. The war between the flesh and the spirit will be over. And in that day, when we see him, he has promised, we shall be like him.